why we're with Uniglobe.
And no problem.
It's quite good, actually.
That's totally cool. You know, I wanted to just have a quick chat with the person who manages the corporate travel over there.
I can't promise you anything. I can certainly transfer or, you know, leave your details, and but I can't promise she will call you back.
Oh, no, just looking for the point of contact. Is it William Grinnell, Gareth Gill, or this Greg Jensen?
No, actually, I'm the person that really does most of the travel here, and the contact with the Uniglobe, but our CEO is the one that will make the final decision.
Oh, of course. Totally cool. What's your name?
Joanne.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You know, can I just bend your ear just for 120 seconds?
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool. I do have to get other calls.
Oh, of course. If the phone rings, just... Just drop me. So you would manage the corporate travel. I see you have offices in Montreal also. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, if you have a relationship or, you know, maybe, you know, your CEO is, you know, married to someone at Uniglobe, I don't know. But that's totally cool. I just wanted, have you ever heard of Vision Voyages Travel or Vision Travel?
No.
Okay. So we're Canada's largest business travel management company. We do about $650 million in business per year. We've got 500 staff out of our Montreal office that works with over 700 companies across Canada. And we help them by controlling spending and purchasing processes. We also, I don't know if you guys do this, but we have an entire meeting and incentive division. So we can put on, handle groups from 50 people or 1,000 people and do meet and greets at airports to chartering the planes, handling all the audiovisual. The complete wow factor to put on an event anywhere in the world of any size. But the best part is, even better than Uniglobe, is that we're members of Radius. We have a global buying power of over $24 billion. We're part of their network. So that buying power gives us leverage and huge discounts off hotels, airlines, car rentals, typically 15 to 30% off corporate travel spend per year. You know, and I don't know, you know, if you're, you know, this call's not about switching or changing from what you're doing, Joanne. I just wanted to, you know, see if in the future, when needs come up, if there was a way to save you way more money and get way more discounts and way greater control over your travel expenditures, and save, you know, potentially,
right,
you know, a lot of dough, would you guys be open to some ideas in that area in the future?
If they would be open to switch or anything like that, but I wouldn't mind, you know, if you would send me an email and just with your coordinates and, you know, pass it on and see if they want to look into it.
Oh,
do that if you want.
You know, what might be, that'd be a good idea, and I can send over an email, but what we've found by so many clients telling us is that we need stuff specific to, you know, your circumstances. It's, you know, when we send out generic information that's not tailor-made, it kind of, like, doesn't do anybody any good, because you're going to have...
I've heard that spiel before. So
it's true,
I've
though.
I've been here 25 years.
Oh, okay. You're a veteran.
Yes.
Well, you know... It is true, because you're going to have questions because you don't even know about us, right? So
yeah.
We've got a you know, a purely exploratory, no commitment, no obligation, fact-based 10-minute web demo. We've right over the internet. I'm sure you guys have high-speed broadband over there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could
mm-hmm.
show you some information from hundreds of companies across Canada, some research we've done. We have 3 corporate travel case studies where companies are just crushing it that we're deeply satisfied and content. And, you know, if nothing else, it'd give you a condensed knowledge of Vision Travel. And all we wanted to do, really, is just to get your opinion and feedback on this, just to see what resonates with you. And in the next week or two, I'm just wondering if you might be free for 5 or 10 minutes just to view a web briefing of what we do.
Timing is really not right.
Okay.
Because I'm working on this, on planning an event, actually.
Oh.
Which is on December 1st, and I'm really...
Yeah, swamped.
...up in my eyeballs with that.
Anything we can help you out with?
Well, when you did that tweaked my ear.
Oh.
When you did say event planning, that's interesting.
Why don't you invite? Why don't you meet me halfway? Why don't you let me arrange a 5-minute discovery call with one of my subject matter experts. They'd call you up, and in 4 minutes, you can know whether there could be some synergy or common ground at all. And if not, there might be in the future. But if you've got something going on that you know, possibly might need help with, we'd love to just talk with you. Would you be open to just having a 5 minute?
I'd be open to that, but after, like, mid-December.
Sure.
And not before.
No worries. What's your email? And, yeah, I can...
Lavalle.
Okay.
So J for Joanne, L-A-V-A, double L.
Okay.
Double E.
Okay.
Aranga.
Yeah. Awesome. And, you know, and if you don't want to tell me, that's okay, but would you be hovering, you know, over, you know, $100,000 per year in travel spend?
Yes.
Oh, sweet. That's fantastic. Well, this is a good fit, Joanne, because that's we deal with companies, you know, $100,000 to a million or more. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I'll send you an email. We'll diarize, call you back December 15th.
That would be great.
Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, sorry about that. Still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely didn't dial you in. My fault. Yeah.